Radio.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned From Movies,
mini episode.
And tonight. Oh, guys, we're getting into that time of year when the movies coming out go from, I don't know, tens to ten pluses.
Woo!
So, we're here to, you know, a little preview of what's coming out there. Yeah, there's some big names. Some you might not have heard of, though.
What?
But to help us go through some of these.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, what? We have a very special guest.
Wait, what?
The realest and the feelest. It's Drew from the Real Feels Podcast. Welcome, Drew!
Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh my god, it's really him!
It goes.
Drew, just out of curiosity, have you seen any new movies recently here in the first quarter of 2023?
The first quarter of 2023. Man, it's weird to think of like what exactly is new, because some things I have seen, like Cocaine Bear.
Yeah! We watched that the other day. Fantastic.
I'm going to have to rewatch it again, because I can.
Yeah.
I think the only other one we've watched is Megan, and that
was a shit ton of fun. Yeah, I'm so mad at myself sometimes because I'll rent something because I'm just super excited about it, and then suddenly, like maybe a month later, I'll get these little like notifications or reminders in like the Twitter chat, and they're like, "Hey, Megan's coming to Peacock," and I'm like, "Son of a bitch!"
Yeah, I'm trying to keep, like, Operation Fortune Rue de Guerre, which allegedly came out a couple of weeks ago. Like, I'm still waiting for that to hit a streaming service so I can watch it.
Right.
So now the joke is, well, that movie was made, like, 4 years ago, so is it going to hit streaming services before Creed 3, or what's going to happen? but yeah, we just figured we'd take a little glance at some of the movies coming out here in the next couple of months, and you know, see if we're excited for it or whatever. First, a little housekeeping from our last update on these movies. I know everyone's excited for Guns 3 : Alias Billy the Kid, the Young Guns 3 movie that allegedly has been in post-production for years now.
So how much of the cast are going to have passed away by the time this movie actually comes out?
It's officially changed on IMDb to pre-production. It's like, oh, okay, so nobody even knows this is a thing on IMDb. Like,
okay.
LDP and Emilio Estevez and Christian Slater, they have no idea this is going to be a thing.
So I'm a big fan of like Lou Diamond Phillips, and I constantly tag him in things where I will watch one of his movies on Twitter, and since I follow him, I get the notifications or I immediately see the tweet when someone tags him in something. And so many people were like tagging him in the quote unquote rumored third installment of Young Guns. And they're like, Lou Diamond Phillips, is this true? Lou Diamond Phillips, what can you let us know? And I'm like, leave the man alone.
That's right.
I don't think
you
he
leave
can
Mr.
say anything.
Phillips alone.
Right. I don't think he could say anything even if he wanted to.
Yeah, right.
He just shakes his head and spells out NDA.
Right. How's it going to tie into the DC universe? And he's like, okay, that's just crazy.
No. All right. Sorry, this is probably an off-air conversation, but just in case, because Drew's a huge Lou Diamond Phillips fan. Who is on for Route 666?
Oh.
And should it be Drew?
I mean, it should be, but no, it was
it was somebody else. Did I not sign up for that? What did I say? Something was already taken, and I was like, no.
Oh, yeah, it was. Oh, God, what was the first thing off the board? It was like Cocaine Bear or something. No,
it was something, but I also saw that I saw Route 66 was on there, and I was almost gonna grab it, but then I was all like, I've already watched it this year, actually, just this past year.
Yeah, that's not until Sventember for Svenel Thorsen movies.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody took it. If anybody didn't take it, I mean, I'll come on again.
Yeah, so somebody did take it. Okay. I don't know that one specifically. That's
fine. All right. In the future, we will save Lou Diamond Phillips movie for you to have a first pick.
There you go. There
fun. You go.
Now that I know, I did not know. We were joking about what if somebody's a huge Lou Diamond Phillips fan.
Yeah, true.
I just, you know what? I don't know what it is. Like, I think, you know what it is? I think a lot of it is embedded in my history as a kid because my dad loved watching Stand and Deliver. So I always had, like, Lou Diamond Phillips kind of, like, in the forefront of my mind for certain things. Like, just watching Stand and Deliver, watching Young Guns relentlessly as a kid. So, I don't know. A lot of things. There's also another one that was, like, I recently saw called The First Power.
Ew. Oh, no. That doesn't sound good.
It was an interesting... he's, like, a detective, and he's trying to track down some type of serial killer who has, like, the power of the devil.
Oh. Ooh. So, you know, charisma.
Vanity. Definitely our favorite sin.
All right, the dog is legitimately losing his mind. I'm gonna let you gentlemen continue on with this. I'm gonna go see what's going on.
Some sort of ghost walking around or something.
Yeah,
some sort of dark figure.
Okay, let me get that right though. A Los Angeles detective and a psychic are stalked by a killer. Okay, here it is. Who's pact with the devil has allowed him to return from the grave. Okay, so I was almost there. I just couldn't remember exactly.
I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah, but on Tubi.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, Tubi. Still killing it.
Still having it there.
Yeah. So just finishing up the recap here. I know everyone's waiting for Whitebird: A Wonder Story to come out. That's the one based on the book by bestselling author of Wonder. This uplifting movie shows how one act of kindness can live on forever, starring Gillian Anderson, Helen Mirren, and from director Mark Forster, who of course did Monsters Ball, Finding Neverland, Quantum of Solace, World War Z, and Christopher Robin. It was supposed to come out like February of last year. It has now been pushed back to August 25th of 2023.
Huh. The casting looks great.
Oh yeah, and Mark Forster makes pretty decent movies, but yeah, for some reason they just keep sitting on it, but whatever. And we also have to give a huge congratulations to writer, director, Canadian legend, and star of Blue Monkey, Sarah Pauly.
Oh, God.
For winning an Academy Award for a movie we've been dissing ever since we knew it existed like 6 months ago. And that's Women Talking, where she won for Best Adapted Screenplay. yeah, congratulations. You may also know Sarah Pauly from Splice.
Mm-hmm.
The movie that had her quit acting. let's see. Operation Rudiger allegedly came out, but yeah, put it on Tubi or I don't know it exists. Gun Monkeys is now in was in post production, but is now allegedly going to be released this like on March 17th, but it wasn't when I looked the other day, so whatever. I don't know. I'm sorry. Fast Charlie, aka Gun Monkeys. Based on the novel Gun Monkeys, starring Pierce Brosnan, James Caan, Toby Huss, Marina Baccarin, and from director Philip Noyce.
So this is something that James Caan did before he died.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they must have been sitting on this one for a while then. What the hell?
Mm.
Yeah, because he was like 2020 or like early 2021, right?
No. James Caan died this year.
Oh, just like a month or two ago?
No. He passed away July 6th.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, there we go.
Yeah, because he was in the Academy Awards In Memoriam tribute.
Oh, okay. Okie dokie. But Drew, I know this movie coming out March 21st. You're probably excited for it. It's Children of the Corn.
Ooh, I do like me a good reboot. However, man, I don't know. I'm loving all of these new independent horror films that are just kind of like, you know, kicking ass and taking names in some respect. And I do understand revitalizing and, you know, rebooting and remaking something that already
getting
has
your copyright back.
Yeah. An established name. And that's fine. And that's 100% fine. I'll definitely watch it. Man, I just think that there are some horror movies, especially Stephen King films, that, man, some could really do with a really cool revamp. But I don't know if it's anything like how Firestarter was.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not.
Well, gonna well Drew, let me see if I can sell you on this. Apparently, this movie was filmed in 2020, and still hasn't been released.
Oh, no. That good, huh?
It's from writer-director Kurt Vimmer. Who's he, Steve? He's the writer-director of Equilibrium and Ultraviolet.
You know what? I'm already there.
And it's starring a bunch of kids and friend of the podcast Bruce Spence as Pastor
yeah!
Penny.
Yes!
See, here's the thing. All I knew is that, like, a remake or kind of, you know, reboot was coming. I've literally already pre-ordered the Blu-ray. I'm ready.
Like, he's going to bitch about it, but he's already ordered it.
It's
down.
In transit.
I will bitch yeah. about it. But...
No, but you're right. Like, there's so many Stephen King, both, like, books and movies that are already made that really could use, like, a good remake. Like, Silver
right.
Bullet is a really, man, really great plot.
I really
and
like
even
Silver
better
Bullet.
Movie.
Yeah.
But, man, Silver Bullet is pretty great.
Silver Bullet's great. It could be really good with a budget.
Yeah.
Or Salem's Lot, which allegedly, in just catching up with things, was completed a long time ago, but no official date. It keeps getting pushed back.
Oh, okay. Well, it was really bad when they decided that the vampires all caught it due to a virus and they shut the city down.
Oh, boy.
Is that really what it is?
No, I don't know.
Were involved.
Okay. Yeah, or Cat's Eye. Cat's Eye would be a good one to do a remake on.
Actually, you know, that's not bad. I mean, like, a good Stephen King anthology would be pretty neat mm-hmm. to see.
Yeah.
As batshit crazy as it is, I would love to see a modernized Langoliers.
Yes, I love Langoliers.
Scare the little girl?
I made Steve watch it. He didn't want to. It was against his will.
That's right.
Or, Steve, you don't want to see meatballs with chainsaws in their mouths? Terrorizing.
You had me
airport.
At meatballs, Drew.
Langoliers would be fun. Or a really good updated Tommyknockers.
Yes. Although, I don't know. Jimmy Smits killed it in that.
No, it's pretty solid. It's a
But yeah, you're right.
Film.
Like, a good updated version. Yeah, just like there's so many. You're right. Children of the Corn doesn't need it. It's one of the best ones.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't. And you know what? If not a movie for Tommyknockers, dude, HBO would kill it for a little miniseries.
Yes.
There we go. All right. Well, the next one coming out, March 31st, we have Tetris, where Taron Egerton stars in the true story of how the Tetris video game came to be.
Okay.
Anyone excited for that one?
It's like a documentary or like a what do you call it when it's not a documentary?
Dramatization.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, guys, I don't care about Tetris, but let me know when Jenga, when the real story of.
Well, Steve, you said you didn't want to hear any more about Ukrainians, and it starts with the one Ukrainian girl.
That's true. Wait, what? When did I say that?
Ooh, Tetris could be controversial, though, because the background music is a Russian folk song. It's a Russian folk song.
Well, speaking of things I don't want to hear about, April 3rd, we have Pretty Baby, Brooke Shields, a documentary that follows the actor, model, and icon Brooke Shields as she becomes a woman who discovers her power after being a sexualized young girl.
No, thank
she
you.
She shows the dangers and triumphs of gaining agency in a hostile world.
No, thanks.
Oh, my. Wait, another movie about how hard it is to be a woman?
Right. Oh, documentary, babe. Because, you know, she was in Blue Lagoon. Although, if it were Pretty Baby, Mila Jovovich, I'm fucking in.
I mean, there's
you know, return to Blue Lagoon. That's what I'm talking about. So that's three no thank yous? Okay, got
no
it.
No thank you.
We're good.
How about April 5th? We have a toss-up between the Super Mario Brothers movie or Air. You guys heard about Air?
No.
Which one is Air?
Ben Affleck directs. Starring
out.
Matt Damon, Ben
I'm
Affleck,
out.
And Jason Bateman
I'm
about
out.
How Nike built an empire on Michael Jordan's back.
Nope.
Oh, are they going to talk about the young art student who Nike also fucked over, or are they just going to talk about Jordan?
Nope, just Jordan.
Okay. Yeah, no, fuck that.
I will deal with Chris Pratt voicing Mario because I get Jack Black as Bowser.
And Charlie Day is Toad or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. And then I'm not gonna lie, the trailer got me the music. The music is real fucking good.
I only watched like maybe 30 seconds of the trailer. I watched the first trailer where Mario's walking around and he runs into Toad and Toad kind of freaks out about, like, you know, don't eat that or don't hit that or something. And then I stopped watching because I still want to have things be a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, there's like a 20-second trailer that comes on is it Peacock or?
Yeah, Peacock or Hulu or something.
Hulu or one
of
those. And yeah, it's got the old school song, but it's like a full orchestra doing it. And it got me. It fucking got me.
Hmm.
Like, I mean, but I've also like fallen for this because you know what else had a fucking amazing trailer?
Last Airbender?
Last Airbender, M. Night Shyamalan!
No.
Dude, you guys, watch that trailer. You will want to watch whatever movie that is.
Alright, well, coming out April 7th, we have The Pope's Exorcist.
I'm kind of down for this. When I saw that Russell Crowe was already there, I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah,
let's
based on a thing. True story. Starring Russell Crowe as the Pope's exorcist. Starring Franco Nero as the Pope. And from the director of Overlord. I'm fucking in, guys.
I'm in.
Or if, you know, that sounds a little too extreme for you, we also have coming out on April 7th, Paint. Where Owen Wilson basically stars as Bob Ross.
Yes!
He stars as a kid who eats paint. Wait, what? I thought this was just a meme.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought this was just a meme.
This isn't a real movie. I'm like, no, David.
I thought it was like a meme or like an SNL sketch. And I'm all like, man, he looks great. And then I saw it was a trailer and I was like, get out of here.
And it's from the writer director of the Cat Williams special American Hustle and 10 episodes of Tosh.0. So how could it not be great?
I don't know. This could be pretty great.
It probably will be. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, it's the premise, and Owen Wilson never really like mails it in, right?
Wow. No, he always tries.
Yeah, those Wilson boys.
Yeah, they try. They don't look like they're trying, but they are trying.
Or if Owen Wilson is Bob Ross, sounds a little harsh for you. Also coming out on April 7th, we have On a Wing and a Prayer. After their pilot dies unexpectedly mid-flight, Doug White, played by Dennis Quaid, has to safely land a plane and save his entire family from insurmountable danger. Also starring Heather Graham, Jesse Metcalf, and from the director of The King's Daughter, babe.
Nope. I just, like, as you were talking, I was thinking, I don't think I've ever enjoyed anything Heather Graham is in.
Boogie Nights.
Okay.
Austin Powers, too.
Not the best Austin Swingers?
Powers. Hmm. Yeah, Heather Graham's all right.
No, I mean, she's fine, but just, like, I don't know. She doesn't pick great movies.
No. And Dennis Quaid, you know, Jaws 3 and Frequency.
I do like
Frequency,
Dennis Quaid, but no.
And...
Nope. Right. Canceled.
I lost you with The King's Daughter.
Fuck that movie.
The movie that was so bad they waited 8 years to release it.
Fuck.
And the only list it was mentioned on was our worst of last year.
Movie.
Yeah. All right, so... Drew, are you watching On a Wing and a Prayer?
No, I'm good.
No. Wait, do I want to watch Bob Ross go from drill sergeant to painter, but he's Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
Or do I want to watch some shitty movie by a misogynist?
It's not really Bob Ross. It's like a fake Bob Ross.
You don't think
his name's like Rob Boss or something?
Oh yeah, well, because the family that stole it from Bob Ross's son, the franchise that they totally protect the name at all costs. They're probably going to sue us for just naming it on this podcast.
Rob Boss, allegedly.
But they're totally going to have him start out as drill sergeant who gets tired of yelling at people.
I hope so. That'd be great, actually. It opens like Saving Private Ryan, and then it cuts to him like. Happy little trees, you know.
Yeah, I remember I've done a couple of reports when I was in school on Bob Ross, and I had two teachers tell me I was making it up.
Google it, bitch.
Basically.
Yeah. All right, well, then the following week, April 14th, Renfield, of course, is coming
yes!
out.
Yes!
And we're all balls deep into that one.
Right? I'm excited for that.
Ooh, yeah.
But if that's a little too awesome for you, also April 14th, we have Mafia Mama. Mm. An American mom inherits her grandfather's mafia empire in Italy. Starring Toni Collette and Monica Bellucci.
Oh.
From the director of Twilight and Lords of Dogtown. But yeah, the director of the first Twilight movie. But yeah, Toni Collette, though. Monica Bellucci's.
I love Monica Bellucci.
Mafia. I don't know.
This just feels like they always have to have a couple of those, like, mom movies where, like, she's 40 and she's a piece of shit. But then we're going to glam her up and she's going to realize she has a life beyond kids.
There you go.
Tell me
it's
I'm
like you've seen the trailer.
She's going to learn how to be sexy for Monica Bellucci. Yeah. And then she's going to teach them all how to make the family pancakes. It's going to be so quirky.
Jesus. Good God. It sounds great, babe.
Are you mad that I'm spoiling the movie?
Well, if that's a little too extreme for you, there's also April 14th, Sweetwater. It's about the story of Hall of Famer Nat Sweetwater Clifton, who makes history as the first African-American to sign an NBA contract. Okay, cool. Okay, I'm in. Yeah. Right, it's like Jackie Robinson, but basketball. I'm in.
Yeah, this is right up Steve's alley.
Starring Carrie Ells.
Ooh.
Eric Roberts.
All right.
Jeremy Piven.
All right.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Huh.
Kevin Pollak. You're in, right?
Yeah.
And from writer-director Martin Guigui.
Who's he, Steve?
Babe, you remember that 9/11 movie starring Charlie Sheen and Whoopi Goldberg? He's the writer-director of that. So I'm assuming this whole story is going to be told by old white people stuck in an elevator.
And then there's going to be a bobblehead of a black chick.
Of herself! She had a fucking, like, Jumpin' Jack Flash Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, and it said Whoopi Goldberg on it!
Yeah, it sure did! Guys, watch 9/11. And maybe we will this September. Who knows? We may finally pull the trigger on that one.
But Steve, they already know how it ends.
So then.
By the way, when you said Sweetwater, I immediately was having PTSD flashbacks to
the catalog they keep sending.
Guys, never order anything from Sweetwater Electronics. They have good stuff, we bought one, like, screw for a cord or something.
Yeah, it was like an HDMI cord that was like $1.50.
Yeah. And we literally ordered it because, like, with shipping, it was $3.
Yep. That was like 10 years ago. Yeah. And they've been sending us a catalog like every 2 or 3 months.
Huge catalog.
Yeah.
It takes up like my entire trash can.
What I'm saying is we're a
lot. And they call me. They call me like twice a month to see if I'm still enjoying my purchase.
Yes. The HDMI cord is doing great.
The last time I actually talked to them, because I have them in as do not answer. The last time I talked to them, I was like, no, I hate it. I never want to hear from you guys again. They're like, what can we do to make it better? I'm like, nothing. You can burn your company to the ground.
Don't contact me.
And they're like, well, we can't keep people from contacting you. And I'm like, really? Because it seems really easy to be like, nah, she's a fucking bitch. Don't call her.
Don't call that bitch. Get her off the list.
Like, I was like, do you have a blacklist? And he was like, well, like, not officially, but. And I was like, put me on that.
You can't call it that anymore.
Did they really say that they can't stop people from calling you?
Yeah, they said they can't. They don't have it in their system to not have their agents call me. They don't have a way to do that.
No, the Better Business Bureau would have something to say about that.
Oh, they have like a zero on the Better Business Bureau because they never stop calling people.
Well, now if I want some diabolical revenge on someone, I'm signing them up for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Sweetwater, baby.
Yeah, that and the golf magazine that you keep getting? Yeah.
Look, I assume I just turned 40, so I was on a list. And they're like, yeah, it's you true. Enjoy golf, right? No.
You got, that's right, for your 40th birthday, you got Time Magazine and Golf Magazine.
Just, and then, like, I was like, I ain't paying for anything. Where's this coming
every
from?
Every single one comes with like a flyer glued to the front of it, like, this is your last one. It's like, you keep saying that, but you're
fucking
liars. You
made that promise last month. So April 21st.
ARP the movie?
Yeah. Everybody loves Evil Dead Rise, which is going to be coming out, right, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
And we've already talked about the Covenant. No, not the guys that was like a fraternity with supernatural powers or whatever. No, this one's got Jake Gyllenhaal and it's about like on duty in Afghanistan, .. Oh, that's right. It's a new Guy Ritchie movie that's coming out since, you know, Operation Fortune took so damn long to release. But the following week, April 28th, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Based on the Judy Blume book. When her family moves from the city to the suburbs, 11-year-old Margaret navigates new friends, feelings, and the beginning of adolescence. Starring Rachel McAdams, I'm assuming is the mom.
No, she's going to play.
Yeah, as the little girl. Margaret. I don't know, 11-year-old? I don't know. No, I assume the 11-year-old is going to be played by Kathy Bates, who's also in the movie.
She's playing God.
Yeah. Hey, Margaret, what's up? Yeah. Want to smoke some pot?
Right. You just say that because we watched every episode of that weed store show she was in.
I thought that was actually pretty funny show.
It really was.
I really did enjoy it. I was like sad that there was only what like 6 episodes or something. Well,
because wasn't it on Fox?
It was on Netflix. It was like a little mini series. I think they had 2 seasons or whatever of it. But yeah, it was like 4 or 5 episodes each. You know, a small contained story. So, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I'm guessing we're all going to be there opening night.
No, I'll watch it when it comes to Netflix.
Yeah, I assume it's just being dropped on Netflix. Well, okay, that same weekend, though, would you rather that or Big George Foreman, : The Miraculous Story of the Once and Future Heavyweight Champion of the World?
Oh, it's going to be a weird one.
The Life and Career of George Foreman, starring Chris Davis as George. You might know him from Space Jam New Legacy, Detroit, Atlanta, Judas and the Black Messiah, and Forrest Whitaker.
Oh.
And from the writer-director of Soul Food, Men of Honor, Notorious, and Faster.
But who's going to play George Foreman Jr. or George Foreman Jr. or George Foreman the Second?
They're all CGI.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure this one's going to be great, but no, I don't know.
You need to have friends over and just have like 9 George Foreman grills set up while cooking hot dogs. Pieces of chicken.
Peas. Yeah.
Okay, so those things breed when you move, apparently. When we moved into this house, we had 4 of them.
Yeah.
I had one.
I actually really like the George Foreman grill.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
I love it. Great. Like, that was actually the first, like, when, that was one of the first things I unpacked, because, like, instead of trying to find all my pots and pans and everything, it's like, fuck it, I can plug it in and cook everything on this till we figure out where all the grocery stuff is. Oh, yeah, I like my George Foreman grill. Just in the George Foreman story, are we going to talk about CTE?
I doubt it, but I know the third act's going to be centered around the grill. It has to be.
And the family.
What family?
George Foreman and George Foreman Jr. and George Foreman Jr. and George Foreman Jr.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Like, I don't know. Like, specifically George Foreman, like, the story is, yeah, he was a great champion. He whooped Muhammad Ali and, you know, a couple other big greats, whatever. Then he beat Evander Holyfield like 30 years later. That's kind of the story. Like it's all the Rocky movies like into one. I don't know. It's going to be hard to space out, but I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, here we go. So George Edward Foreman, nicknamed Big George, Olympic gold medalist, 2 world heavyweight champion, known for the George Foreman grill. Let's see. Wait, you usually have that right up here. Where are his kids?
Where are his kids? Does he know? They're probably in their 40s now. So
He is now Reverend George Foreman.
Oh, shit.
Oh, is he really?
The big Reverend George Foreman.
Reverend Big George.
Reverend Big George.
Reverend Big George. God damn you, Wikipedia. You had it like the clip on here. All right. He at least has 5 boys named George.
And George a couple Foreman. Girls.
There's, let's see, in the clip here, there's George Jr., George III, who goes by Monk, George IV, who goes by Big Wheel, George V, George V, who goes by Red, George VI, who goes by Little Joey.
Jeez.
I named all my sons George Edward Foreman so they could always have something in common.
Get out. aside from being fucking related.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not a narcissist. I just want them all to have something in common besides my DNA.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, so that's coming out. May 5th, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Yep, it's another Marvel movie. We're all excited. Woo! Mm. But May 12th. Book Club, the next chapter. That's right, Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton, and Mary Steenburgen. Pass. I'm out. Like, is it the Golden Girls movie? No, I'm not interested. But yeah, May 19th, we have Fast X. It's apparently about family or something. I don't know.
And the power of it?
The power of family and togetherness. And yeah, they're bringing in, what, Jason Momoa, Brie Larson, Alan Ritchson, others, you know. Spoiler, I'm pretty sure they're going to bring Gal Gadot back. Or Gal Gadot, however you say her last name.
Ludacris.
Luda. Yeah. And then, Drew, have you heard about this Little Mermaid movie that's coming out?
I have. And I've also heard about uncomfortable white men being oppressed and offended by it.
Is it because Javier Bardem is King Triton?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Or is it because Melissa McCarthy is Ursula the Sea Witch?
That's going to be great.
Right?
I think that's just going to be amazing.
Or Awkwafina as Scuttle, Jacob Tremblay as Flounder, David Diggs as Sebastian. That should be great, too. Or it's from the Academy Award-winning director of Chicago.
You know, it could be all these, like, really good things.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm just going to go with good old-fashioned racism makes them uncomfortable.
Why? What's racist about it? I mean Javier Bardem, you know, he's played a blonde Mexican before. I assume he's going to be a blonde underwater god of the sea.
Oh, this is true. But, you know, I think it's the fact that we're changing Ariel from a white actress to a actress of color. And apparently that's an issue.
Wait, she's no longer a redhead?
Oh, no. She has a tint of red in her hair.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool.
No, but it's a young black actress with a stellar voice. And apparently this is an issue for folks. Heaven forbid the original Little Mermaid from Hans Christian Andersen has her fucking green.
But Drew, she's still a redhead, right?
Yeah, she's got some red in her hair. Yeah.
I'm in. Go Little Mermaid. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. I feel like people are getting really up in arms over something that's half fish. Ooh, it can't be that color. Guess what, bitches? Fish come in brown and black.
You know who also doesn't come in white? Jesus. Because he wasn't.
I don't know. I'm going to check, see if Mary Magdalene would have... Anyway.
Sorry.
No.
I hate people sometime.
No. I heard from a very unreputable source that Jesus was actually one of the white people who were the first Native Americans in America. And then the brown people came over and they killed all the white people in America and took their land. And that's why it is okay that we put those brown people on reservations.
Dum, 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 dum.
So also coming out on May 26th, if you're not you're protesting Little Mermaid, you can also watch...
If you're protesting Little Mermaid, get the fuck off my podcast. Get the fuck out!
You could also watch The Machine. Anyone seen the preview for this
Who's
one?
Who's he, Steve?
No.
Bert Kreischer, you know, that big bearded comedian guy. He had the thing on Travel Channel or whatever, like Bert Does a Thing or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But his drunken past catches up with him 20 years down the road when he and his father are kidnapped by those Bert wronged 20 years ago while drunk at a college semester abroad in Russia. His father is played by Mark Hamill.
Oh, shit.
And it's from the director, Peter Atencio.
Who's he, Steve?
You ever seen a movie called Keanu or a thing called Jean-Claude Van Johnson?
Never heard of it. Mm. Yeah, I'm in. I'm fucking in.
This looks funny. This should be good.
Yeah, it should be. But then again, maybe that's too extreme for you. Also coming out May 26th, we have About My Father. When Sebastian tells his old-school Italian immigrant father, Salvo, that he is going to propose to his all-American girlfriend, Salvo insists on crashing a weekend with her tawny parents. Robert De Niro is the father.
So it's another Meet the Parents?
Pretty much. And the quote from the poster, hottest comic in America, Sebastian Maniscalco. Who? He's Salvo.
Sorry, that's not how you pronounce or say Dana Gould.
I know, right? Lies!
Who is this guy?
Right?
Hottest comedian. Apparently he runs a temperature because he is way too, like, he is running a fever.
That's his thing. He's just constantly having COVID, so he's technically the hottest comic there.
Okay, so this poster gives me, like, bad grandpa vibes.
Yeah. It totally is, like, from that same ilk. But also starring in this movie, we have Kim Cattrall as, quote, Tigger. T-I-G-G-E-R.
All right, go Kim Cattrall.
Yep. And Anders Holm as Lucky Collins. Yes, Workaholics own Anders Holmvik. Anyway.
Look, I love Anders.
Yeah.
That is actually saying something.
Sometimes
about
you need
this
a
movie,
paycheck when they cancel your Workaholics movie. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Leslie Bibb is in it. I like Leslie Bibb.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Maybe we'll see if it's streaming somewhere.
We'll see.
Let's see. Oh yeah, we already talked about Kandahar coming also May 26th. God damn, everything's coming out May 26th after Fast X. But yeah, that's Gerard Butler in Afghanistan from the director of Snitch, Angel Has Fallen in Greenland. It's going to be great. And then the following week, June 2nd, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
100% on board.
Yeah. It's the sequel to the animated one I'm in. But also, The Boogeyman, an adaptation of Stephen King's The Boogeyman.
See, now there's a Boogeyman from the 80s, and then there's three Boogeymans that
from
were
the
like
2000s, more, right?
The 2000s. Mm. So I'm interested to see exactly like what this take is.
Well, we shall find out June 2nd. Oh, but the following week, babe, we have the ultimate toss-up. You have to choose between these two movies. First up, Transformers Rise of the Beasts, which I know you love the Beast Wars. Mm. Especially when I tell you that Ron Perlman is the voice of Optimus Primal. And Academy Award winner Michelle Yao is also somehow involved. As well as Peter Dinklage.
Even with all of that, I can't do any more Transformers movies. They've wronged me.
But what about Pete Davidson, who's apparently also in it?
I don't even know who that is.
He's the guy in the Taco Bell commercials that everybody thinks is a thing for some reason.
Oh, I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
Okay. Fucking out.
And yeah, it's the Beast Wars spin-off.
Yeah,
but
everybody has to do a terrible movie after they win an Academy Award. It's like a law.
She got her paycheck, yeah. But it's from the director of Creed 2, which Steve loved.
I fell asleep.
She sure did. All right, well, fine. Here's your other option. It's called Flamin' Hot. Interested, right?
Is that the Elemental? No, that's not the Elemental movie.
Nope. The story of Richard Montañez, the Frito-Lay janitor who channeled his Mexican-American heritage and upbringing to turn Flaming Hot Cheetos into a snack that disrupted the food industry and became a global phenomenon.
Fuck yeah.
Starring Tony Shalhoub, Dennis Haysbert, Jesse Garcia, and directed by Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
Babe, are you into Flamin' Hot?
Babe, I breathe Flamin' Hot.
Yeah, I thought so.
I think this would be interesting. Like, I mean, I'm not exactly all the time 100% for, like, little biopics and whatnot, but I think this could be interesting enough that it would be really neat. And frankly, Tony Shalhoub already has me winning. But Dennis Haysbert, let's go.
Look,
Allstate.
Tony Shalhoub does a great job and like brings an extra star to every movie he's in.
Yeah.
This is true.
So it's at least a 2-star movie just based on that.
And Eva Longoria, Flamin' Hot.
Yeah. Flaming.
All right. So then the next week, June 16th, some movie called The Flash. It's going to be great. Then the following week, June 23rd.
We're we're saying no to the Flash, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm not going to give it money, but I'll wait till it comes on streaming. And then I'll probably wait even longer, like I did for the Zack Snyder Justice League. I think I waited like 2 years
finally. We watched Black Adam when it dropped, and we're kind of like, meh. All right, so these aren't going to get any better, are they?
The only thing that is drawing me to the Flash movie right now is that in the trailer, watching every little bit of it, I was like, okay, cool. So you tried to make a live action Flashpoint paradox.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm just, man, I hope they can do it some justice, because right now I'm already seeing
League.
Oh, man. they're doing so many things right with the trailer already, but then there's immediately shifts to changes. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we shall find out.
Well, you know, when your lead, it becomes controversial.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey might as well be playing the Flash now.
It wasn't even like the lead. Kevin Spacey comes back as Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That'd be great.
Actually,
son of a bitch, I'm in.
I would watch that. Like, I do love it when people who are like universally hated.
It's the return of Hackman.
Just become like, do villain roles, and it's like,
dude, if they want people to hate him, like, I mean, bring him back as Lex Luthor. Make it a surprise. Yeah. A surprise.
It'll be better than Carrot Top.
Armie Hammer as Batman.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be in the 2000s. People forget. George Miller was going to fucking direct. Before Mad Max.
Look, Armie Hammer's made some mistakes, but he hasn't actually, like, eaten anyone.
Not on camera.
He's just a fucking weirdo. But he, like, all right. The, oh my god, what was that stupid movie with Johnny Depp as an Indian?
The Lone Ranger?
The Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger was an awful movie. He did a good job as the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
The movie was hot trash, but he did a good job, and he did a bunch of his own stunts.
You ain't gotta convince me. I'm all for Armie Hammer as Batman.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm desperately... Oh no, he's... Who is, man. I'm trying to think of what the Western was where Fonda... played the villain, and they kept it for out of the audience's view before the movie came out, because they wanted everyone to be so shocked and awe that that Fonda was playing the villain. Dang it, now I can't think of it off the top of my head.
From like the 70s or whatever?
Yeah, or like, yeah, like the 60s and 70s. Damn.
I don't know.
Because Fonda was like, you know, everyone's hero. He was like the all-American guy. He was the dude that you loved, and then suddenly you see those piercing blue eyes and he's the villain. And people were just like, not up in arms, but it was like a good shock.
Yeah.
Is it summer solstice?
No. Damn. This is so terrible to me.
Well, yeah, while you guys are thinking about that, I'm going on to the next week, June 23rd. We have a trio of movies. First up, No Hard Feelings, where a delivery driver desperate for cash accepts a Craigslist ad from a couple seeking someone to date their painfully awkward teenage son.
Oh.
Starring Jennifer Lawrence as the delivery driver.
Okay.
You know, Red Sparrow's own Academy Award winner, Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law.
Matthew Broderick's apparently in it. I'm going to guess he's the dad.
All right.
And it's from the writer of Bad Teacher and the writer-director of Good Boys, so same person, but
okay.
So in that vein, like an R-rated kind of raunchy comedy thing, I'm in.
All right,
you had me at Jennifer Lawrence. whore school.
Oh, whore school. Sorry guys, I'm an idiot. Once Upon a Time in the West, duh.
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay,
I've seen that forever, but I didn't know that was such a big thing though with Fonda. But yeah, well, yeah.
I should remember. Also, we did that for the podcast.
What podcast is that, Drew?
Oh, that's the Real Feels podcast. We review movies.
There you go. All right. Also, June 23rd, you have the choice of Asteroid City. Based on the title, are you intrigued?
Sounds like a movie that Bruce Willis tried to do before he medically retired.
All right. Well, here's the plot. The itinerary of a junior stargazer convention is spectacularly disrupted by a world-changing event.
Okay.
All right. It sounds like every movie.
All right. Starring Tom Hanks, Margot Robbie, Bryan Cranston, Scarlett Johansson, Hong Chau, Steve Carell, Ed Norton, Willem Dafoe, Tilda Swinton, Jeffrey Goldblum, Liev Schreiber.
What?
And directed by Wes Anderson of Royal Tenenbaums, Fantastic Holy Mr. Shit. Fox, Isle of Dogs.
This is going to be a much different Wes Anderson movie.
Right? I mean,
or is it?
It's got all of the A-listers.
I mean, it's just not like his, you know, cliche go-to kind of casting for a lot of his films. And I'm not a huge Wes Anderson fan, but
no one is.
I mean, the last
some people are. That's great.
Some people.
I'm a Paul W.S. Anderson fan. So
the last one I watched was The Grand Budapest Hotel, which is I was very pleasantly surprised. I very much enjoyed it. But a lot of his stuff, it's just so weird to me.
What was the other hotel movie from the 80s that we watched instead of Grand Budapest Hotel? Three Rooms.
Four Rooms?
Four Rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, that was from the 90s. But yeah.
Okay.
Or there's also coming out June 23rd, Joyride. What? A remake of the 2001 movie we're talking about in October for Roadkill Month? Nope.
But
instead, it follows four Asian American friends as they bond and discover the truths of what it means to know and love who you are, while they travel through Asia in search of one of their birth mothers.
One of their
birth one of their birth mothers. Starring Stephanie Hsu. Basically it's the directorial debut of the writer of Crazy Rich Asians and Raya and the Last Dragon.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Coming of age movie, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Man, one of their birth mothers?
Yes.
One of the characters.
They're crazy
birth
rich
mother.
Asians. Right. I'm just spoiling that because they're traveling to Asia.
I get that. I mean, and not to rewrite the movie, but it would almost seem like, you know, if you have like a mom who's down on her luck and like sells her eggs, and then,
yes.
and then those kids somehow find out that they're related, and then the three of them go to find her.
Is Rue spoiling the end of the movie? Let's find out June 23rd.
Oh, maybe I just did. Maybe I'm that good.
And then the last one we're going to talk about. June 30th. Indiana Jones and the Pick of Destiny. I'm sorry, Dial of Destiny.
Indiana Jones and I'm too old for this shit.
It's going to be great, guys. It's going to be fucking great.
Of course it's going to be great.
Don't even lie to yourselves.
What if Kiki Kwan has actually like really been cast and in it, and he's been just like playing it really down low this entire
right.
time?
It'd be fantastic.
I think that'd be amazing. But I don't know. He's so damn genuine. I don't think he could hide that.
Guys, I'm gonna make a bold prediction here. This is gonna be the best Indiana Jones movie when it's all said and done.
Because
it's gonna be the Mad Max Fury Road of Indiana Jones.
Because it'll be the last.
No, just the best. Like, it's gonna be great.
Okay.
I mean, Spielberg's directing it, right?
Is he?
Have you seen The Fablemans? No, I actually have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm going in with zero expectations, guys. So it's gonna be great.
We need a short round movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Drew, thank you so much for joining us on this preview of the second quarter of 2023.
Woo!
I understand you also have a podcast of some sort?
Oh, I do. I do. So myself, my friend Jack and Nathan, we are the Real Feels Podcast, where every 2 weeks we bring you a different movie of a different genre every single time. And it's just, three friends sitting around BSing, talking about film, and just, you know, it is a, you know, what Yelp kind of calls it, a hoot and a half.
Woo! Hoot and a half!
A hoot and a half.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Babe, are you on? I'm sorry, Drew, I have to remind you. Where can we find you again?
Don't worry, you and I both keep doing this. Well, you can find us up on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for the Real Feels podcast up on Twitter. We are at Real Feels Pod. Instagram for the same thing. Just search for the Real Feels podcast. And basically any place that you can find a podcast, that's where we'll be.
Excellent. Babe, are you on social media at all?
I am. You can find me everywhere at Untidy Venus. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. I'm on all the social medias at Untidy Venus. You can also find me over on Patreon at Untidy Venus and Patreon. My shop is currently in flux, but I will update you guys as soon as I know. Steve?
Yeah.
Where can we find you?
Oh, well, you can find us on all the major podcatchers under Everything I Learned from Movies. Or hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, and Patreon at EILF Movies. That's
Everything I Learned from Movies.
Guys, we're heading on into April. That's right. And who knows, maybe a familiar voice will be joining us for an episode that month.
You mean Jack? Oh, wait.
Yep, good old Jack and Nathan joining us. No. But yeah, maybe he'll pop up here in a couple weeks. Who knows?
Is it sushi? I bet it's sushi.
I mean, yeah, sushi's definitely going to be making his mark, I'm sure.
I'm going to put Frodo in a box. He'll be there soon.
Oh, Frodo!
What's in the box?
Oh, Drew, I saw your Facebook post. Frodo's almost becoming a snuggly cat.
Oh my gosh. He's starting to hop up now whenever I recline in the recliner. And he'll park it there. And eventually I'm like, oh, I have to get up, but I don't want to move you.
Welcome to the horrible, horrible affliction known as cat lap.
Yep. Ugh. Yep. Yep.
You're
not
going to
be able to get rid of it, Drew. Trust me.
Oh, I know. I know. I made sure, like this last weekend, I set out my snacks, my drinks, and I made a little plate of food that I set off to the side, and I said, okay, I'm good for a couple of hours. And so I sat down, I reclined, blanket on my lap. He hopped up, plopped down right between my legs. And there we were for a couple of movies.
Aw, so cute. Snuggly friend.
I'm happy for you, Drew.
For anyone out there who doesn't know, Drew has only wanted just a snuggly pet. And he ended up with the least snuggly cat in the world.
I just want him to love me.
He does love you from
Why
afar.
Won't you love me?
Respect his boundaries, Drew.
I'm trying. Yes, you little shit. I see you.
Love me.
I am your mother.
Meanwhile, all Steve wants to do is be left alone, and every pet in the house tries to get in his lap at the same time. While I'm over here like, will somebody come to my
somebody
lap?
Please come here? I have snacks.
I will give you part of my dinner.
Steve's like violently punching him, like, get away from me.
We need an episode of like wife swap where I'll come to you, Izzy, and I can love on the pets and Steve can come to my place and
I'll enjoy the peace and quiet of Bakersfield.
Drew, you're going to feel horrible.
Oh, no.
Because Steve is like God's gift to cats. I guarantee you Frodo's going to be in Steve's lap. Like immediately.
And Steve's definitely not going to be like taking pictures and sending them to you. And like, this guy. He just won't get away from me.
Who's this guy? Cuddly cat. Who this?
Yeah, hey, so, Drew, somebody swapped cats because I don't know what you're talking about. This one's in my lap. Let me pet him.
Yeah. I even called him Sam a couple of times. He's like, yeah, whatever. Call me what you want, Daddy. What?
You're my Gandalf the Grey, Steve.
I'm Gandalf the White. I must go.
No, he's definitely Gandalf the
Grey. Yeah, he's definitely Grey. Yeah.
But yes, Drew, come. We have snuggly pets.
Snuggly pets.
Yes, at least two out of three of the cats are super snuggly with just about anybody, and Sushi loves anybody, he'll give him cheese.
It's easy peasy.
Excellent.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And I'm Drew.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Remember to spay and neuter your pets.
Oh, please, for the love of God, spay and neuter your pets.
What's going on in the Congo? Things are pretty bad in the Congo right now. I hope you folks have lots of money.
Did you get the diamond?
No, the diamond's already here.
Kahega!
Stop eating my sesame cake!
Eve wants green drop drink.
Who's got them? Tell me!
Yeah! 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 better hands than you should.